I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A ceasefire between India and Pakistan continues to hold after last month's terror attack claimed 26 lives in India's Kashmir region. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says conflict in this area goes back to the division of India when Pakistan was created.
Kashmir is mostly Muslim people, but India claims that territory as their own.
India's Hindu nationalist government has been exerting more control over the region in recent years.
And I think that has brought fresh attention to some of the scars and the wounds from, you know, the decades past.
So join us in praying for Christian brothers and sisters who are affected by the violence. And spring is full of graduation day ceremonies and open houses in the United States. Every new grad, whether finishing college or high school, is closing one chapter of life and starting a new one. But the story looks slightly different at the On Eagle's Wings Leadership Center. Hutchcraft Ministries' Ron Hutchcraft says,
graduation day is launch day here. And we call this a launching pad for leaders.
This year's graduates completed 245 hours of coursework in a nine-month gap year program.
They represent 10 major tribes in North America, everything from Apache to Lakota Sioux, Mohawk, Ojibwe, Hopi, and others.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
We appreciate the prayers of Mission Network News listeners for these young men and women. They are God's warriors, and they are the enemy's target.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids and families worldwide. So this month, they're offering a free annual subscription to the Kids and Teens Devotionals and a box of Bible highlighters. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.